When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, you know, I've watched with some interest this story that they're now calling for an investigation of Liz Cheney because of what she did. The report out of Congress said she may face, or maybe she should face, I should say, criminal charges of her January 6th work. Now, I'm not sure it was the wisest thing for Congress to slip that report out this before the inauguration. Because if Joe Biden was considering a preemptive pardon for Liz Cheney, it strikes me that would be the reason he would do it. I could be wrong about that, but the man's handing pardons out all over the place right now. Let's get to Genevieve, please.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood joining us, senior advisor, of course, with the Heritage Foundation. Welcome back, Genevieve. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you back. You know, I'm thinking if they're handing out pardons, and I don't know what all Donald Trump's thinking about. I know he's thinking about some J6 pardons for people, maybe some commutations. Yep. What about all of those people who have been persecuted by the DOJ under Joe Biden, who've simply been standing up for pro-life?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, look, there's some people who are getting what I would call political pardons and real favors. There are other people who have been absolutely unfairly prosecuted, not just by the Biden administration, but them in particular over the last 4 years, just for being pro-life and doing pro-life activities. They've used a law called the FACE Act that's been around for 30 years that's supposed to protect both sides. Basically, it's supposed to say you can't go to, say, an abortion clinic. You also can't go to a church or a pregnancy resource center and obstruct people from entering. You can try to counsel them, but you can't, you know, get in front of them and not let them in, or you can't damage property. That's just to work both ways. But over the last few years, it's worked, by the Biden administration standards, really just to prosecute pro-lifers. And what we know is, especially since the Dobbs decision, Mark, the vast majority of violence when it comes to abortion has been pro-abortion forces torching pro-life clinics, doing damage at Catholic churches and other churches that are considered pro-life. That's where most of the damage has been, yet very few prosecutions have happened there. Yet you have pro-lifers, most of them women, not all, but most, sitting in jails right now, in prisons, because the Biden administration has gone after them for protesting outside of abortion clinics.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hope, and, you know, I will find out, I would assume that you know, what Trump's thinking on the J6 pardons. I read a pretty interesting piece the other day on, you know, whether pardons are right in every case. And I think they're honestly having that discussion. I don't think they're going to look at people who they know committed acts of violence and excuse them for what happened that day. I really don't think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to come out of a sense of fairness. For in some cases, we've had people on the show who are still locked up in D.C. who haven't been tried 4 years later.
No, that's right. Well, and keep in mind, Mark, when you go back and review what actually happened on January 6th,
yes,
you realize that many of these people are there for no good reason except that they happened to be in Washington that day, and they happened to have attended maybe the Trump rally, and somebody took their picture, and it was reported somewhere that they were at the rally, and the next thing you know, they were assumed to also have been at the Capitol and storming it and everything else. And the reality is, even if people walked up to the Capitol, that's not destroying the Capitol. You have the freedom to walk up to the nation's capital. There's a lot of questions about what went on there, and a lot of people lost their reputations. They lost their businesses because people tried to out them as being violent protesters, and it simply was not the case.
We've been talking this week about how ABC News is having to fork over, what is it, $15 million because of false information that George Stephanopoulos said about Trump. Well, now it's come out, we saw this article on the Daily Signal, that ABC News is reporting false information about Trump's pick to be Secretary of Education. What's going on with all this?
They put out a story. Yeah, they don't like Trump, and they don't like his picks to be cabinet officials. That's what I make very clearly out of the story. And I think they also kind of, this is their kind of dying breath, is that they're like, let's just, you know, say a bunch of stuff and hope it sticks to the wall and people will not check it out. But what they said about Linda McMahon, who he's picked for his education nominee, is blatantly false. They came out and said that, and they did, I think, like an 8-minute story. In the very first minute of it, they came out and said she has no formal experience or in education or training and so forth. And the reality is she actually got a teacher certificate of teacher training when she was in college. She's also sat on the Connecticut Board of Education.
Right.
She's also sat on this, and I think since for like 10 years, has been on the Sacred Heart University's Board of Education. And let me add one other thing, Mark, and Kim, if you don't mind. Maybe it would be good if we didn't have an education bureaucrat heading up the Department of Education if we want to dismantle it. If we think it's not being run well, if we think education in this country is not what it should be and our kids are being have greatly been disserved, then maybe we don't need to keep putting the same people in those positions. And, you know, a lot of people would tell you, one of the reasons we have the problem we have is because we aren't teaching people, we aren't putting teachers in place that are experts in English or experts in math or experts in the area. They've all gotten their degrees in education, just education. And that's not really taking a deep dive into a particular area of expertise, which is really what we ought to be doing. Let's have somebody who really knows the subject matter well and then have them get a teacher certificate as opposed to the other way around.
Or, and this will be controversial, maybe what you need at the top of the Department of Education is somebody that's actually been in a cage match before in a wrestling arena. Because Linda McMahon, I've seen the video. She was tough at one point. They put her in a cage match one time or in the ring. So that's kind of the person, the disruptor you need up there, right?
Absolutely. Of course, I'd put that person, if we could, at every agency.
Yes, amen.
Absolutely, the Department of Education, because you have people like, you know, the NEA, National Education Association, yep, all the teachers unions. These people have been bullying parents for years, saying they know better than they do about what their children ought to be learning in schools, how they ought to be taught, and on and on. And it's going to take somebody who's tough to tell those people to back down. And we have a new sheriff in town, and I think Linda McMahon will be great at it.
I think that's fantastic. Genevieve Wood, thank you as always. If we don't get a chance to talk to you next week, have a great Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Kim. Merry Christmas, Mark, and all the listeners. It's great being with you guys all the time.
We appreciate you for sure. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at the Heritage Foundation. That's by the way, and I'll get to more on this later, these prosecutions on J6 were persecutions. They were intentional and targeted on the part of the DOJ. I heard some more information on that yesterday that I'll share with you just a little bit later, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.